Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
If people go back to work, who'll watch the kids? I'm David Brancaccio. More than 200 companies, from Chase Bank to McDonald's, have joined a coalition called the Care Economy Business Council, focused on supporting caregiving to get people back into the formal labor force. From the Workplace Culture Desk, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
More than 2 million women had to leave the workforce during the pandemic, and women have been slower to regain jobs as the economy recovers. Distance learning and daycare disruptions have kept kids at home, and moms mostly picked up the slack. The Business Coalition is backing several Biden administration proposals to relieve some of those pressures, like paid family leave and affordable child and elder care. In the past, business groups have fought efforts to mandate paid leave. The U.S. is the only wealthy country that doesn't guarantee it for workers. And family-friendly employer benefits have often been seen as recruitment and retention perks for white-collar workers. But the pandemic has brought home how crucial caregiving is to the basic functioning of workers, the economy, and big business. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
The price of Bitcoin is more stable today, coming off a wild ride for digital currencies. Bitcoin is up 1.6% over the last day, $39,906. It's still down 37% from just over a month ago. What goes up goes down, plus influencer Elon Musk said no more Bitcoin in exchange for Teslas. And now regulators in China are cracking down. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
China's latest financial restrictions ban banks and online payment companies from accepting cryptocurrency to pay for things and allowing cryptocurrency to be exchanged for other currencies. Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad says China is likely trying to protect its own currency and maintain economic control.
To block the use of Bitcoin as a conduit for money coming in and out of China through unofficial channels.
But he says,
what happens in China doesn't stay in China.
Other governments could follow, he says, to protect small investors and to prevent capital flight. Investment strategist Ross Mayfield at Baird says because of China's actions, cryptocurrency could face...
I think existential threat is the right way to think about it. You know, when the government takes serious steps to limit cryptocurrency mining, trading, payments.
Mayfield says cryptocurrencies will only get more volatile if other governments crack down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 4 to 5/10% range. Federal Reserve policymakers yesterday stated the obvious in various forums, that if the economy really takes off, some Fed stimulus, like buying of bonds, will be curtailed. One documentary film a month, touching on our beat, Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit, it's called. I invite you to watch along with us. This week, it's about the demise of the Blockbuster video rental chain, full of lessons about ill-fated mergers and new technology busting the old. The heart of the movie is the last Blockbuster left standing. Still there, a family-run place in Bend, Oregon. These days, many of you just like pressing play, but some listeners really miss what was a feature of the American landscape. Here are two of your stories.
My name is Sam Hoagland, and I live in Bonita Springs, Florida.
My name's Jared, and I live in Kansas City.
Pretty much every other weekend, I would spend with my dad. And on Friday nights, we would go to Blockbuster, and we would each pick a movie, my brother and I.
We'd usually go on Friday nights with my whole family, walk up and down the aisles, pick something out, you know, one or two VHSs. And then we'd usually get Twizzlers and some popcorn.
My dad used to put like M&Ms and Milk Duds and stuff inside of popcorn, so that always made it more exciting.
We usually were pretty good about returning them on time, but occasionally we would get hit with late fees.
Oh, yeah. No, we never return our movies on time. So I remember rewinding the VHSs, which was a pain. If you're rewinding it and you're having to watch the movie that you still haven't seen. Even more annoying, though, is when you would get a DVD and you stick it in the DVD player and the thing would be scratched. Or the wrong DVD inside the box, and you're like, oh my God.
There's always something too, like you'd be looking at a movie and inevitably somebody would walk by and be like, oh, that's a really good movie. Have you seen this one? And there was a bit of like a social component to going into a Blockbuster that you can't get just sitting on your couch.
I think it's sad that it's not around. However, I wouldn't use it if it was, because it's a lot easier how we do things now.
I would definitely still go. The only relatively close thing, I guess, are the Redbox locations. My wife and I will still use those sometimes. It's not like being in a store, but I don't know. It adds some kind of value to the experience.
We have kids, and they have no concept of like waiting for something and that excitement. So that makes me sad, because I think it's the fun part of going to get pizza, stopping at Blockbuster, picking a movie, going home and just having a family night. It would make it so much more exciting than, we'll just find something on Netflix to watch, whatever.
I'm sure, you know, my kids will enjoy movies just because I do. But there's something different about the experience without having a physical presence. That's something that was a lot of fun for me, and I would have liked to have been able to share with them. And unfortunately, I won't have that opportunity, which is disappointing. But I guess that's how things go.
Jared Schlenker in Missouri, Samantha Hoagland in Florida. Listeners, explore these films with us by signing up for Econ Extra Credit, marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to The Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.